Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're continuing today the story of Ribbon Cliff Ranch, begun last week. The David McKinstry family in 1909 established a ranch at Ribbon Cliff below Knapp's Hill on the Columbia River. We children did not realize until long afterward the shock mother received on finding that her new home was unfinished, unpainted structure without foundations, plumbing, or screens. We had heard a good deal about rattlesnakes, and for a time, all of us wore high-top shoes as a defense against them. One day, soon after our arrival, a man headed north shouted to Father, "I just killed a big rattler by the ice cave." Right beside the ice cave was a coiled snake, somewhat battered and minus its rattles, but very much alive. Father killed it, remarking that no one should ever assume a rattlesnake to be dead until its head is severed from its body. The road around the two-mile-long cliff was a primitive track, just wide enough for a single vehicle, with passing turnouts at irregular intervals. We had been at the ranch only 6 weeks when the question arose as to an appropriate way to spend the 4th of July. We could not do better than to take in Chelan's big celebration. Although only 50 miles away, it was a good 3-hour drive with our team of workhorses and the hack. We were told that we should drive up one day and spend the night there, coming back when we got ready. We could sleep out in the cottonwood grove in Lakeside. We took along plenty of food and enjoyed a picnic lunch among the maple trees at Knapp's Hill. The hill itself was very narrow and steep. Protocol demanded that before starting to descend the hill, a driver should stop his team, walk to the top of the hill, and scan the switchbacks below for upcoming teams. He was to hello loudly and await for answering call. If a vehicle was on its way up, he was to wait until it had passed. That night, we shared the picnic grove at Lakeside with other celebrants more experienced than we at roughing it. We awoke to find ourselves covered with a thick blanket of snow-like cottonwood seeds. Our first view of Chelan included the little log church. It was a point of interest then, as it is now. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.